Freak.
You got to fire up the blunt before you get ready, you know? Like Weezy back in like what? 08, 09? You got to hit that flick before we get this bitch started. Welcome to another episode, another edition. Your host with the most, Papito. And this is my show, Papitoville. Appreciate you listening. Hold your applause. Today is Saturday, July 17th, man. It's the fucking weekend, man. Ooh, my weekend didn't start off the way I planned it, but most of my days go that way, so I don't know if I'm getting used to it or I'm just don't even give a fuck. Like always, yesterday I was supposed to do some driving, which I did, but it didn't go as planned. This is what happened. So I had a delivery, right? I had to deliver to Children's Hospital. And when you deliver for Uber Eats, they put it like on an 8-minute timer and shit. So you on this timer, or the customer on a timer, they got 8 minutes to come get their shit, or you can just leave it. Especially when they tell you that they want to meet you down there. So cool. I stand there outside in the fucking heat, during the heat wave in front of the hospital for 15 minutes. And I just got frustrated, like, man, y'all niggas ain't coming. I'm out. So I canceled that shit and I left. Boom. We in the car. My ghetto ass asked the kids if they want free food. And they like, no. So I was like, I'm going to eat this shit. I ain't going to let it go to waste. First of all, I ain't eat. I'm out here just working. I ain't even eat today. It's like 12, 1 o'clock. Of course I'm going to fucking eat this shit. So my daughter, little pretty bougie ass, like, oh, you really going to eat this and this? And I had to explain to her, yeah, I really am going to eat this. First of all, I have to feed y'all. That's where my money is going. I have to take care of everybody else. That's where my money is going. Sometimes, I want a free meal because there's nobody else, you know, I take care of me. I depend on me. So it ain't like I can depend on somebody else. So hell yeah, I get a free meal taking it. And she felt offended when I said it because maybe I was too real with her. My daughter about to be 16 next month. And I try to keep it real with her. That way she understand what I'm going through, even if she don't understand. But I just was like, yo, I got bad days, man. I be fucked up some days trying to figure out how I'm going to do all this shit. Some days I just be looking at the bridge like, you know what? I drive off this motherfucker. And I think she was like, she was hurt. Like I was saying that she made me feel that way. And that wasn't the point. It just was, I was trying to explain to her like, yo, in my life, I got so many people to cater to that I don't get things that happen to me or people that do shit for me. It's take care of everybody else. Like, and that's how the world looks at it. Like a man is just supposed to take care of everybody else and that's what's supposed to make him happy. And I just be looking at people like, that's the dumbest shit I've ever heard in my life. But that led to yesterday not going as I planned it. Because afterwards, I just was like, you know what? I gotta get my head refocused back in the game and shit. Because it's some things that I really was feeling, I guess, came out in that moment of talking to my daughter. And it was like, that's how you really feel. You feel like you're catering to everybody else and nobody give a fuck how you feel. And it's bad when you feel like that. So yesterday didn't go as planned. I said, fuck it, you know, I rearranged the plans. I'm going to go out and do some driving at night, make some money, handle my business in the morning. And last night didn't go as planned either because I came up with a plan and unfortunately I went against my own plan for other people and shit. I'm not saying other people fucked up my night. I could say that. I might say that, but I'm not saying that right now. What I'm saying is I went against my own plans and instead I allowed my night to be frustrated. You know what I'm saying? And it was like, I take full responsibility for it. I take full responsibility. I look at it like, if I would have just stuck with what I said I was going to do, I'd have had a cool night. Maybe other people wouldn't have been happy about it. You know, maybe it would have frustrated other people, but you know, at least I wouldn't have been frustrated. So I tried to stick with my plan and it got derailed because, like I said, my plan was to go out and do some driving and shit. And then you got other people in the world that feel like you supposed to explain yourself to them. I'm a grown man. I got to pay my own motherfucking bill. And I got to. I pay my own bills. And I got to explain to another human being where I'm going and why I'm going. Where the fuck we do that at? That's one thing I'm not. In the words of the great Duval, I can't go for that. No. Mm-mm. So, That's one of the ways my plans got fucked up by. It was a person saying, like, you know, basically going against the things I told them and myself. Because my thing is, when you're dealing with other people, whether it be relationships, friendships, you just, it's important to communicate and shit. Excuse me. And I feel like, me personally, I feel like if I communicate with you and things don't go, I'm not saying like things supposed to go my way, but if I communicate that I'm going to do something for myself and I still end up doing something for you, yeah, that's my fault. But then I realize, well, I got to get this person away from me because I'm not going to be able to get things for myself because I'm catering to them. I'm taking care of them. And I already got enough people to take care of. And then you add on, you can communicate with a person and they'll act like you never said it before. Like I told this one person, right? This is the same person. This happened last night. So I'm telling the person, like, yo, they like, so why you come back, this and that? And I'm basically like, well, first of all, I came back to my house. But that's not what I said. I came back because why would I put myself in harm's way? If I'm frustrated, why would I be behind the wheel on a Friday night in Philadelphia where everybody's speeding and just frustrate myself more? Potentially do harm, not do harm to myself, but it leads to harm to myself because I'm frustrated and not paying attention. No, I'm going to come back to the crib. You know, this motherfucker in the midst of the conversation heading there to me, telling me, well, we can solve this problem by you just going back out and driving. Like, yo, you're not even, that's what fucks me with people. When they bring up some shit that you had already said, like, yo, you wasn't, were you really not listening? I had told you this was a problem. You bringing it up like it's not. So that showed me like, people really only give it, and I'm not, you would think I am, I'm upset because the rest of the world is selfish. No, I admire the rest of the world for being selfish. I wish I could learn that trait, the trait to be able to take care of yourself and put yourself first and make things about you. Unfortunately, I'm not, because I feel like if I was, I'd be looked at as a manipulator. So instead, I go around trying to make people happy. But then you step back and you look at the situation like, wait, I'm not happy and don't nobody give a fuck. And when you start telling people you ain't happy, they try to make it seem like it's your fault. So this is my thing. If it's my fault, then I'm going to be by myself so I can figure out my faults and my problems. I don't need nobody else around that's leading to my unhappiness. You know what I'm saying? That's one thing I'm not with, no matter who it is, man. No matter who it is, and this is my thing, I can love you, no matter who you are, I can love you, but I don't mean I gotta be around you, I don't mean it's good to have you in my life. I'm sure we all know somebody that we love, but they were no good for our life. I'm feeling like anybody energy that I'm not feeling, I don't want them around. That was the hardest thing for me to do yesterday. Like, to tell this person I love and care for. Like, yo, I don't want you around me anymore because you trying to not only manipulate me, but you not even being understanding. I can see if it was cool, if you was actually good with your manipulation and I wasn't able to see the shit, but I see how you trying to manipulate me. And I can feel that you really don't, I ain't gonna say the person don't really give a fuck about me, because in my heart of hearts, I do think they care, but at the same time, I know they're not listening to me. I know that if I have a conversation with this person, it's a waste of time, so what do you do? As a man, you gotta move on. But you wanna just sit there and throw a hissy fit, please listen to me, please hear me out, understand how I feel? No. Most people would be like, move on to the next. Man, I ain't even moving on to the next, I'm focusing on me. I think that's a lot of niggas' problems. It's like, niggas have a problem. See, I'm not in a relationship, but I still fuck with people. We know this already, but I think when a lot of men and women are dealing with each other, when they go their separate ways, the man is usually like, I'm gonna show this bitch, I'm gonna get another bitch, and, you know, show her that what she missing out on. And it's, for me, it's like, I ain't trying to show nobody nothing, man. You already know what you missing out on. You already know what you losing. My thing is, I'm trying to better me, man. I can't do that with people that's holding me back in life. Or not even, because I try to be as accountable as possible. So me looking at the situation is, nobody can hold me back in life. But I can allow people in my life that I can allow people in my life and I make bad decisions based off of my feelings for them. And I realize, well, shit, if I'm making bad decisions based off of my feelings for these people that I'm allowing in my life, if I get them out of my life, that should make some more good decisions. That should lead to better things. I don't know. I don't know if that makes sense, but yeah. Elimination. If you see things around you and it's like, well, my life ain't where I wanted to be, so I'm going to just start eliminating these things. But sometimes they got to be people too. Because like I said, you can love a person. They can be tearing you down and not even know it. Like I seen this. Women are some of the craziest motherfuckers in the world. Yeah. I seen this post, right? It's this post going around like, and it says, when did you, it's mainly women posting it, of course, but it's like, when did you realize your boyfriend hated you or your ex-boyfriend hated you or something like that? So women just going in. And I'm a Libra, so I play both sides of the coin. I'm just thinking like, damn, well, if we post that shit, like if a man posted it, it'll be so much more funny because it's going to be everyday shit. Like, when did you realize your woman hated you? Oh, when I was talking to her, she was scrolling through her phone. She was still answering me. She was fully in the conversation, but she didn't give a fuck about what I was talking about. Or when did you realize your woman hated you? When I told her I was going to work and she said, where you going? Like, are you listening? I just told you where I was going. That'd be so much funnier. Because I really feel like I always tell people, women try to play this soft role. And I'm just wise enough to look through the veil and be like, y'all niggas ain't soft. Y'all are ferocious creatures. That acts off when it's convenient for y'all. Excuse me. And I know how powerful and how cunning y'all is. And y'all magic that y'all got, that your spells that y'all put over niggas, but I'm not with it. I'm broken out of this spell. I'm not that nigga no more. I'm not that nigga that sit there and be like, pussy, pussy, pussy. I'm that nigga that's like, money, money, money. Like, I had to realize, like, I don't know, I told him, I felt like as a father, I had to tell my son this. Son, the root of all problems is women. If you focus on yourself, you'll be all right. And then I hit him with the age-old saying, a man will lose money chasing women, but he'll never lose women chasing money. And I know he ain't understand what it meant, because I don't even know if I said it right. But I had to put that on his heart real young. That, yeah, man, don't be out here chasing and focusing on women. Focus on your motherfucking self. Because you only get one life. You can't make your life about other people. And I feel like that's what I was doing. I was making my life about other people. And some of the people I got to, you know, my children and shit like that. But I ain't got to cater and dedicate and make sure everybody else is happy when I'm not happy. You know what I'm saying? If I'm not happy, how am I make anybody else happy? And that's what I be trying to get people to understand. They just want me to make them happy, but it's like, no, that's not really how the world works. If you want me to go out there and get it, I got to be motivated to go out there and get it. And if I'm around people that demotivate me, shit, what am I going to get besides demotivation? Oh. So this is my thing. I felt like I can't find the tribe that I'm looking for right now. I can't find the... I'm not going to say I can't. I'm not going to say I have it. My day-to-day circle is not motivating me. It's demotivating me. So I'm eliminating people from my day-to-day circle and shit. Excuse me. And... in my heart of hearts, I believe that by doing that, and which ain't easy because I love these people I'm eliminating. I love these people. I'm gonna just stop being fucking around. But I feel like, honestly, if I stop being around these people, I'd get more done. I'd be more productive in my life. I'd be more happy in my life. Maybe I wouldn't have their love there anymore, but hey, that's life, man. Love comes and goes. Mm-hmm. Man, it's crazy, man. It's crazy just to sit here and just think, like, even now as a man, I feel like I should be taking the blame, or I should be the one that's the bigger person. Like, you know what? Don't let people out your life that you love just because they not realizing how they contribute to you feeling fucked up. But then I step back and I'm like, even that thought is fucked up. The thought that you will allow somebody in your life. Allow them to re-enter your life, even if you know it's no good for you. That's bad. But that's also what love is. Love is some fucked up shit, man. So, changes have been made in my life, man. Like I said, I'm eliminating people because if I feel like I'm wasting my time with you, I'm not going to waste your time. I may have wasted my time, but I'm not going to waste your time. I'm also not going to allow anyone to manipulate me and try to make my feelings seem like they're wrong. No, they're my feelings. No matter how anybody feels, I can't tell somebody else how they feel, but I can tell them how I feel. And if they tell me my feelings is wrong because of X, Y, and Z, I see shit like that, especially when women do it. Like, you'll tell a woman, like, I feel this way. And she'll be like, well, what about this and this? And it's like, oh, this is what we're doing. We're manipulating the conversation and the situation to make it seem like, you know what? I've done the best I can. Whereas though, we rarely address the problems that men have or men bring to the table. If your man say he want to talk to you about something and you flipping the script about something that you got a feeling on, no, that's fucked up. You should have brought that shit to the table already. But your nut ass, and I'm talking to all women when I say this, y'all nut asses are wait till a man wants to have a conversation about how he feel to express your feelings. You could have, imagine how much it took for that man to, imagine that it might just be his feelings are just bursting out of him that he had this shit, but he can't hold them in no more. But y'all are still gonna make it about y'all. Y'all the most selfish people I've ever seen in my life. By far on this planet, the most selfish thing I've ever seen. And I love y'all, don't get me wrong. I know majority of the people that listen to my podcast is women. So I'm saying this directly to y'all. Y'all are the most selfish people I've ever seen in my life. Y'all can say what y'all want about niggas. Niggas don't care about women. Niggas don't protect them. Y'all can say all that shit y'all want. That's what y'all convince y'all self. Men have really tried to be here for women. And y'all motherfuckers only care about y'all selves. And your kids, I get y'all that. But y'all don't care about men. And I think that's why we're at the point that we are in life, and not just relationships, but in life, where it's like, we realize y'all don't give a fuck about us now. And y'all still want us to play the same rules, protect and provide. Provide for somebody that don't give a fuck about us. Protect somebody that I can do harm to myself or have harm done to me, and they just gonna go on about their business. This is the type of shit y'all do. Are men any better? No, I'm not saying men are better. What I'm saying is, I'm tired of this stereotype being going around like men are the problem in relationships. When a lot of you fucking women are the problem. Y'all need to get y'all shit together. And not just relationship and friendships and what you call that shit when you have a job? And like office environment and all that shit, work environment. Y'all the problem a lot of the times, man. Y'all don't know how to fucking communicate. When y'all do want to communicate, it's because y'all being told y'all in the wrong about something and y'all feel y'all self-defense mechanism kicked in. Like I tell people all the time, I got a lot of shit to work on. But when I tell people that, excuse me, because I need to get the fuck away from them to work on it. Because they not working on their shit. I hate how women, say a woman done something wrong, right? And you call her on it. And you're like, oh, I ain't even mad at you, X, Y, and Z. I'm just saying this is fucked up. And you ain't even going to fix it. And the woman would just look at you like, no, nigga, I'm not going to fix it. Either you're going to accept that I fucked up or you're not going to accept it. You're just going to be mad till tomorrow. And I'm just not that nigga. I'm like, oh, we're not fixing nothing. You ain't going to correct your mistakes. Hasta luego. Hasta something. But it's always goodbye. I'm never going to stick around for to be treated. That's my thing. Women want to be treated like queens, but they want everyone to treat them like a queen. Listen to this theory. So women want everyone to treat them like they queen shit, even other women. But I don't think any woman really looks at a man as a king. And who knows a queen better than a king, and vice versa. So if you want, they say you get what you give in this world. So if you treat the nigga like he below a king status, but you want him to treat him like, treat you like a queen, how that's possible? Y'all know that don't make no sense, right? I try to give respect. I try my best to give respect, at least respect. I was gonna say respect and love, but at least respect to the world so that I can get the same in return. Sometimes I gotta demand my respect and then I get it, but I'm gonna get my respect. because I'm also going to give it always. But when it comes to women, the love is not reciprocated. Y'all love to pull that bullshit. Well, we carry out babies and all that shit. No, you was riding dick and a nigga busting you. You wanted the nut. He wanted the nut. That nut turned into a little nut ass kid. That's all. Don't come here with that. We carry y'all babies like y'all made this decision. No, a lot of y'all got pregnant and was like, all right, well, shit. Okay. That's what happens when you have sex. Oh, we bleed once a month. Well, shit, we can pay rent, mortgage once a month for y'all ass to sit around and bleed. Fair trade. I really want to have like a what they call it, a focus group. I want to have a focus group with women and just sit down and ask them questions. Like, do y'all really believe in some of the shit y'all say, or do y'all say it just as part of conversation? I had somebody tell me their feelings was hurt because I told them they hurt my feelings. I was like, oh wow, you motherfuckers are good. When it comes to flap doodling, women are the best. I know you're probably wondering what flap doodling is. It's nonsense. It's nothing. But when it comes to that, women are the best. Do I love women? Of course. Have y'all contributed to the creation of everything that's happened on this planet? Of course. Do I look at women as goddesses? Of course. Am I going to let women play with me? Of course not. That's it. I'm just that one nigga that's just not going to let nobody play with him. I'm pretty sure there's plenty of other niggas out there that's with it, though. I'm pretty sure there's a nigga out there right now that any shit you willing to put him through, he willing to take. Just hate me. And I don't blame anybody that don't want to deal with that. Because everybody wants to stay away. I'm one of the rare people that just, for some dumbass reason, I be trying to compromise with people. But now I've realized, hey, life don't go the way you want it to go unless you make it go that way. And sometimes, in order to make it go that way, you gotta kick people to the door to show them, yeah, I got my problems, but you part of the problem. Like I said, friends, family, loved ones, everybody. Anybody can get it. In order for me to protect my mental health as a black man, anybody can get it. And I don't mean that violently. I mean that in a peaceful, I'm gonna walk the fuck away from you type of way. I'm at a point where I don't even, what's the point of explaining how I feel to people? The fuck y'all gonna do? Unless I feel like somebody can help me through something that I ask, I ain't got no explaining. I don't owe anyone an explanation. No one. Because I really used to have this shit fucked up, like mentality while they should be thinking like, you know, the mother of your children, she had your children, you owe her explanation about life, and you don't owe her nothing. Friends, you know, you got to be there for them. You don't owe nobody nothing. You know who you owe in your life? You owe yourself. Now, some people won't go into the kids aspect or the parents aspect, and that's how I'm going to flip it. When it comes to the parents, right? Do you owe your parents? So what? Yeah, you want to take care of the people that took care of you. Once they get older, you want to be there for them. That way they ease into death, because we all going to die. Nobody want to die alone, and nobody want to die in a bad way. So you want to be there for them when they can ease into death. But that's not saying you owe them anything. They brought you in this world the same way you brought your children in this world, by fucking. It wasn't, well, some people births was intentional, but a lot wasn't. So yeah, when it comes to my parents, especially my mother, my father, that's a different story. But when it comes to my mother, yeah, of course I want to give her what she gave me when she's no longer able to provide for herself, or even before that. But at the same time, I don't feel like I owe her that. I feel like she made a human being, and she said, nigga, go figure out how to be a man. And I figured it out, or I am figuring it out. And it's like part of that is taking care of your loved ones. Cool. I'm cool with that. But I don't feel like I owe nobody nothing. When it comes to the kids, like I said, I don't owe them anything. If I be the best me that I can be, they're going to have a wonderful life as a result of that. But if I live my life based off of pleasing my children, that's a life of, that's the same life of catering to everybody else. So I look at it as, you know what? If I better my life, their life automatically becomes better. But no, I don't owe them a better life. I'm giving you life. What you do with it is yours. Now, do I have a responsibility to make sure you're educated, protected, and, you know, provided for? Of course. Of course. But I feel differently about responsibility and owing somebody something like a debt you got to repay. And when it comes to, I ain't doing relationships, but just for me personally, when it comes to women, I feel like I'm not the dude that's going to kiss your ass. And I be trying to tell women that straight up. That way they can go find that if that's what they're looking for. But I'm not the dude that's going to kiss your ass and, you know, just jump to everything you say. No, we're going to make shit make sense. If shit don't make sense, I ain't fucking with it. You know? Because like I always, I'm going to keep stating I love women, but I ain't going to let no woman become between me and the betterment of me. I ain't going to let no person come between the betterment of me. Whether male, female, child, or adult. You got to put yourself first in this world. It's like me. I felt like, and it's crazy because I'm being real with y'all when I'm talking to you. For years, I felt like I was selfish. But looking back, it was like, nigga, you wasn't selfish enough. You've given so much to you've given so much of yourself to so many other people, whether it be friends, relationships. You've given so much of yourself to other people that this whole time you hardened yourself thinking you've been selfish in life and you ain't been selfish enough. If I was selfish, I'd be way past where I am now. On the road to where I want to be. And it took me 33 years to figure that out. It took me 33 years to figure out the most important person in my life was me. On some real shit, yo. Whereas though, my health, my happiness, my mental state of mind, those are my priorities in life. Plus getting some money, let's throw that in there, I ain't even gonna lie. But those four things are my priorities in life. Everything else that I gotta deal with is cool if I deal with those four things. If I get money, if I take care of my health, if I'm happy and my mental is right, I'm on the road. I'm on the right road, no matter where that road is going. But speaking honestly, I had those days where I'd be letting people fuck with my mental and shit. And I'd be like, nah, you know what? We'll try again later or shit. We'll try again tomorrow. And I was like, no, nah, man, we slide off that. If you fucking with my mental, slide off that. That's why I quit my job. So I ain't got to have to deal with a boss or stupid customers that I couldn't put my hands on, honestly. It was like, no, slide off that. I ain't going to let y'all fuck with my energy. I'm on some real energy shit. And I control my energy. I'm one of them niggas that like to drive and, you know, listen to some good music. I gotta have the music right when I'm driving. If you wanna have a conversation with me when I'm driving, I'm gonna pull that motherfucker over, turn the music off, I'm gonna give you my full undivided attention. I'm one of them niggas. Because I don't want nobody fucking with my energy, man. And that's what I noticed in life, that's my biggest problem, that I allow people to fuck with my energy and then I make bad decisions after that. So now it's about keeping my energy in balance. Not only being on the road that I want to be on, to the path that I want to go, not nobody else's path or what they want me to do or what they feel like I should be doing, but just on the road to happiness that I'm in control of my life. Because that's one thing I realized about life. We are all really in control of our life, but we give the power to other people. And I had to just take the power back for myself. So I feel like I'm finally back in control of my life. I'm going to make life into what I want it to be. And in order not to have, I ain't going to say have, in order not to blame others, keep those people away. Get those people from around you. It ain't a tough decision either, but that's what, you know, that's the sacrifice is, man. But I love myself so much that I'm willing to let go of the people I really do love. not one in my life, but I gotta put me first. It's all about me. Me. And that's like, if your life ain't about you first, then you live with bullshit, man. That's why I say I ain't mad at nobody else that's living for them. I just gotta be wise enough to move to something. And that's my problem. I hate to speak about myself like this, but I got a caring heart. Unless I'm in a bad mood, I wanna give myself to others. I wanna be there for others and shit. But I'll be forgetting that if you give yourself to others, what's left for you? So instead of even saving a little bit something left for me, I would just give myself all to others, man. Whenever they needed me, I was there. Whatever you need me to do, I got you. And when it comes to money, I'm gonna be like, I'm gonna give you the meme mug. I ain't gonna be quick to release the funds. But if I got it, I get it. But I realized that not only was I not giving more to myself like I should have been, I wasn't realizing that I was letting other people determine how my energy goes. And that's not right. That's not fair to even them. Because then I'm going to end up blaming them. That's why I'm like, I'd rather, you know, be a lone wolf, dolo, solo. I know they say wolves running the pack, but there's always that one crazy wolf that's the lone wolf. And he's out here making it happen by himself. So I'm losing people out the pack, but it ain't a bad thing. I'm still going to eat. I got to. Love yourself today. If you do nothing else, love and appreciate yourself. Beat yourself, do whatever, you know. Take care of yourself. Because if you're expecting or depending or hoping that somebody else going to do it, you're setting yourself up for disappointment. Because they may do it. You may not, but you'll never know until afterwards. So, we're going to go out here, have a great day. I ain't going to let nobody fuck with my energy. It's all about what I want, what I want to do in my life. And it's going to be a great life. Sad to see some of the people I love go, but it's how the game go. And they'll say that's how the game go. When it come to love, that's how the game go. When it come to war, ain't shit change. So, spark another L. I'm already been up for a couple hours now. Get this day started. Get out. Damn, it's going to be a scorcher. It's going to be 93 degrees. Hot than a motherfucker out there. But I ain't tripping. I got to be out there. I'm going to fuck. I was out there running yesterday. Like, not running, like, for a workout. I was out there running, making deliveries. Like, I had to run around one building. Sweating like a motherfucker. Kids tell us, it's cold in the car. Can you turn the air off? Y'all don't see me dripping sweat. Y'all not paying attention to y'all father. But you know what? Gotta get this money. So I'm gonna be out there all day today, all day tomorrow, all day every day, chasing this chicken, fettuccine, trying to better my life. I only want positive people in my life. Is that easy to do? No. But they say you get what you are. So it's like, that's why I'm trying to steer my life in more of a positive direction so that I can bring in positive people instead of, you know, living in the urban environment and being around negativity. And it's like, you just accept it. And you're not realizing that it's bringing you down. It's like, no, I'd rather steer the ship in a positive direction and reel in positive people and positive experiences and a positive life. Because that's my thing, and this is how I knew it was time for a change, honestly. When you start setting your life up to go in a positive way, and they don't, and it's because the people that you have around you and the situations that y'all create, and it's like, not situations, like a baby and no shit like that, but just like, you know, just the dynamics of life y'all create of being around each other, once you start noticing it's negative because of other people, you got to do the test and be like, well, if I remove this person, let's see if it becomes better. And if it becomes better, then you made the right choice. If it don't become better, well, something else you got to fix. So that's where I'm at in my life, where I'm removing pieces to see what makes it better. I'm working on a machine of what's what I would call my life. Some pieces I feel like, all right, you know, this was a piece that it had its reason, it had a purpose, but now I might have to take this piece out and see if it works better. And that's how life is, at least for me. What the fuck, we 35 minutes into this podcast? I didn't realize how long I was going. Well, I mean, we here now, shit. And it's like, like I said, even with removing people, I still feel a real sense of it's me, not them. I feel a real sense of accountability. Like, anything that happened in my life is because I chose for it to happen. Even if it was because of someone else, I chose for it to happen. And in order for changes to happen, I can't just look at it like I'm going to change how I feel about them or the things I decide to do based off of them or for them. No, I got to get rid of them. It's like, nigga, you don't be like, or if we get the fire a little bit smaller, it'd be cool. It's like, no, nigga, we need to put the fire out. And I hate blaming other people, because it's like, well, shit, if you didn't let them do it, it'd never happen. So, at the end of the day, it's never anyone else's fault. It's always self's fault. It's always your own fault. I always look at it like it's my fault that it happened because I let it take place. I put myself in that position. But that's what life about, man. Changes. Fuck it. Time for a change, I guess. Whew. Life is crazy. That's how life goes. Life is a roller coaster. It has its ups and its downs. You just got to keep the same face the whole ride, though. You can have fun, but then when you get crazy, you can't be living all scared and shit. You just gotta go through it like, man, fuck it. He ain't gonna make it out alive anyway, so I'm gonna enjoy the bitch while I'm here. Man, that's life. Let me see. Papitoville, it's Saturday. We're gonna go out and make money. I was supposed to take my son to a birthday party, but fuck that. We got bills to pay, little nigga. Get to the money. So, no birthday parties for him today. It'd be alright. You young. Maybe more birthday parties. We can go chase this money today. Guess what? We're gonna wake up early and chase it again tomorrow. They probably do the same thing Monday. It's all about being focused, disciplined, and bettering our lives. Getting a little fat ass up and making them work out. He ain't fat, he is a little husky. But show him life. As I better my life, show it to him. That shit. So that way he can learn the better it is as he grows. But focus on getting away from negativity. That's my big thing right now. And I don't want people to feel like when I say negativity, like, oh, these people that you talk about are negative. It's how I feel when I'm around these people. It's like, and how things go when I'm around these people. Like I said, I can't blame them. I can only look inside and be like, well, this the part you played. I ask other people that they do that to themselves, like they hold themselves accountable, but I can't even fault a person if they don't hold themselves accountable. I can't fault somebody for not holding themselves accountable, for looking at it in a different manner and self-protection. I can't fault nobody for that. But at the same time, I gotta protect myself from the evils in the world. Damn, I need to eat breakfast. I'm hungry. I'm on the second blunt. Make a sandwich. Get to the money. Have a great day. Grind, grind, grind. Hustle, hustle, hustle. I love all y'all. Even the people that, you know, don't love me. I love the people that love me. I love people that don't know me. I love everybody. I just want everybody to have a great life. In order to do that, sometimes you gotta step back and look at your life. Not only appreciate what you got in your life, but you got, like I said, you got to step back and look at the situation that you're in life and be like, how can I change or how can I better? And this morning, I felt like, well, not just this morning, but recently in my life, I felt like elimination is the best option that I got sometimes. Because being a chess player, you... you want all those other pieces on the board. Like, you don't want your pieces to get taken, but you understand it's about the king. So that's how I was living for a long time. Like, as the king, I didn't want to lose my other pieces, but then I realized, well, shit is about me, nigga. My life is about me. And that's the podcast for today. I don't think I got nothing else to talk about. Yeah, the only thing I'm thinking about is getting some money. You know, just taking care of what I got taken care of. Falling back, man. Going back to falling back. I appreciate you listening. Peace.